Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. David Warner struck a century before Australia collapsed, losing 5 wickets for 54 runs, enabling Pakistan to close day 3 of the first test in Dubai, 189 runs ahead. Replying to Pakistan's 454 all-out, Warner hit 133 before his side went from 249 for 5 to 303 all-out. Yasir Shah marked his debut with a haul of 3 for 66, with Rahat Ali and Zulfikar Babar also taking 2 wickets. Pakistan then closed on 38 without loss in their second innings as they began to build a healthy lead with 2 days of the game still remaining. Hashim Amla scored 119 to help set up a 72-run win for South Africa in the second one-day international against New Zealand in Tauranga, and that put them into an unassailable 2-0 series lead. Amla's 16th ODI century helped South Africa post 282 for 9 as Faf du Plessis made 67. In reply, New Zealand batted poorly and only Luke Ronke's 79 and Mitchell McLenaghan's 34 not out got them anywhere near South Africa's score. The pair put on 76 for the final wicket to frustrate the Proteas, for whom 4 bowlers, Dale Steyn, Vernon Philander, Imran Tahir and AB de Villiers, took 2 wickets. Robin Peterson has been called up to replace fellow left-arm spinner Aaron Fangiso, who will miss South Africa's tour of Australia with a sprained finger. Fangiso will be on the sidelines for between 4 and 6 weeks and will miss the November tour, which comprises 3 2020 internationals and 5 one-day internationals. The first T20I against Australia is on the 5th of November.